We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia.
Here's Wallace. Oh, the under for Fafita. Fafita, he's already got two. Put him down for three. David Fafita.
Hello and welcome to Bad Life Titans. I'm Matt. With me is Tommy and Trent. We are three gentlemen that have made bad life choices and ended up Titans fans. Boys, how you going? Good weekend footy. We all feeling good today?
Yeah, much better than last week, that's for sure. Oh, geez, monkeys off the back. So, yeah, it's nice to get a win down in Brookie. So, yeah, boys played well and, you know, restored my faith.
Absolutely. Tommy, how you going, mate? A few dramas today.
Yeah, unfortunately, old man Speak got broken down about Urala, so I had to go pick him up. So the potties, we're currently recording a bit later than usual, but, got there in the end. And, I'm looking forward to this episode. Got to be a good one.
Yeah, it always helps when it's a positivity pod.
Hmm.
All right, we'll move on to the news. First bit of news we have is that the Gold Coast Titans have extended Lofi Campiera for the future. Lofi has signed on for another 3 years, taking him through to the 2026 season. Lofi, we've got a really good group of core players now, locked away long-term. That's a great thing for the club. It allows us to continue to build. Cam Pereira joins Captain Tino, Dave Fafita and AJ Brimson, Bo Firma and Keanu Kinney, who have all got their future locked up until 2026. And couldn't really happen at a better time. Lofi had a pretty good weekend. We'll talk about him a bit later, but yeah, he bagged a double and is looking really rock solid this year and could go on to break the try-scoring record for the Titans in his first full season. So, in his first season.
Keep scoring doubles. Season. Keep scoring doubles. He's going to find himself there longer than 2026.
Just the week after I traded him out of my Supercoach side too, he scores a double.
Oh, mate.
I think he scored about 70-odd points Supercoach points. But
never trade a gun, mate. Trade a gun.
battling buys and injuries, and he'd been struggling for a couple of weeks, so I dished him. I should have kept him and traded Nano Talungi, because Talungi is just an absolute spud at the moment. But anyway, it's good. It's good. I've sort of been interested to see where they end up with a Lofi extension. It's good they've locked him up.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's they've got a really good, a lot of good backs there. And I think, we've already spoken with Jaden Campbell last week, but, how are we going to fit all these young players into the Titans side? And I think, with JoJo Fafita, Lofi, Sammy, I know Spry's there, there's a lot of young players who can play on the wing. But it's good to see that we're wrapping up this core group of players, and I'm excited for Lofi because he replaced my boy Marzu, and he's coming up with the goods, and if he keeps bagging doubles, he's going to find himself on top of the NRL try scoring ladder in no time.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the predictions from one of the listeners too. I think it was I forgot straight off the top of my head. That Lofi will go close to score and get the Ken Irvine medal. And I think if he does that, he'll probably go close to getting Rookie of the Year. Well, mind you, none of the Titans ever get any play in the media, but yeah.
We'll do an Ash Taylor, mate.
Moving on, we have some NRLW news. Boothy has joined the NRLW coaching ranks. I'm just bringing up the thingy. Boothy will be assistant alongside Matt Geyer for the upcoming season, both assistants to Karen Murphy. 27-year-old is currently recovering from multi-ligament knee injury, which I still get horror flashbacks to that injury. That's just gross. It's kept him on the sidelines for 23. He's begun his off-field rugby league mentoring journey, initially on staff with the Bears in the Meninka Cup squad, ahead of his appointment with the Gold Coast female program. Having played and won premierships under experienced NRL figure Craig Bellamy in extension to his time under Titans head coach Justin Holbrook, Booth is excited to combine his knowledge as a player and with his introduction to coaching to help Murphy guide the Gold Coast to their first premiership. Pretty happy for Boothy that he's been looked after just a horrific injury and just a really tough time for him. He just got a gig and he played like 3 or 4 NRL games for the Titans and it's pretty tragic. So I'm glad the club are looking after him and giving him a spot in the coaching ranks, and it's good for the NRLW side too.
Yeah, it's really good to see from all parties, the club, like you said, Matty, looking after Boothy really well. And I think that's also a testament to what sort of bloke Boothy is. He's just a simple bloke that just wants to get on with the job he has. And, that's sort of blokes you need at the club. And also, the fact that he did a bit of coaching and mentoring out with Burley boys. So, that'll, Burley Bears, Mal Meninga squad, that'll help him with his confidence, helping the women's side. Just all around, gets him back involved with the whole training side of things. I'm just waffling now, but it's good to see Boothy back, and hopefully it can all go well for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Titans have also added a few more signings. Brittany Braley-Nardi and Steph Hancock have recommitted to the club for 2023 for the next upcoming season. And also the Titans have added three more to their top 24 squad. Sienna Lofipo, Destiny Mino Sinapati, and Riley York Jorgensen all added during the week. And when is that starting up again? It's June.
July.
Yeah.
So that's
just like 2 months away.
Yeah, and I start to see all the clubs are naming all their squads now. So, it's getting exciting.
It is. It's good to see those young ladies come through the Future Titans Academy. Shows how well that academy is doing, and it shows that there's a real big hot spot around that region for young talent with the women's game. The Tweed girls, there's a lot of Titans there. I think Burley has one or two. So that'll keep going. Just looking at here, you've got Hayley, Jay, Auburn, Mansell, Brooke Sadler, Sophie Buller, and Chante Kiria Ratu. Have all come through to Future Titans as well. So, it's just really good to see that academy doing well, doing its job. And keeping us really good talent around. And then, to have Brittany and Steph come back to the club, that's massive. Both representatives for the state and country, both, I think premiership winners with the Broncos when they first started. Brittany later on and off the field, she will come in and do her job, whatever that is. Steph, I think, is 40 or nearly 40, but you know, she's playing like a young 18-year-old first off the scene. You know, it's just to have those two girls coming back, the experience, the leadership they bring, you know, that'll help some of the new recruits and some of the academy girls that are coming through. I just can't wait for the season to start, really, truly. Like, just the squad that we can have on paper and how it'll translate on field, I think we're in for a big year, very big year.
Yeah. Nah, looking forward to it. And last in the news, a little bit of bad news, really. The injury report, scan results are in for Brimo. AJ Brimson will be sidelined for at least a month after scans reveal the extent of his hamstring injury. Coming from the field in the 41st minute against the Sea Eagles at Four Pines, it's been determined that the Gold Coast Stars suffered a grade 2 left hamstring tear, which will see him miss the next 4 to 6 weeks as he begins his rehab. After returning from a similar injury, but on his opposite leg in round 4. Meanwhile, in positive news for the Titans, Kieran Foran has been given the green light for this week's Magic Round clash after showing his resilient character with a gutsy finish despite suffering a number of bumps in Saturday's clash. Heroically playing through minor toe injury, is that what it was? As well as a cut to his finger that required stitches, the Titans 26-10 win over his former club. The experienced half will undergo finals fitness test on Friday to rubber stamp his availability for Sunday night's contest against the Eels. I thought he had a knee injury, not a fucking toe injury. Jesus Christ.
He couldn't walk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I was a bit worried on Saturday night. I was thinking, oh, geez, this is just like that Cowboys game all over again because Brimson went and Foran was limping around the field like an old bloke.
At the end of the game when he was doing his interviews with Lara on the field, he nearly needed a wheelchair just to get up to do his interview. I was like, oh, he's not playing this week for sure. But
I'd be very surprised for him to see him take the field on Sunday. But I know they might have some good vitamins there on the Gold Coast, that Parkwood. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, he might have got some of that cow's blood left over from the Manly dressing rooms.
Maybe.
Oh. No, I mean, if you read the news and you listen to Battle and fucking Travis Main in the Courier Mail, Kieran's definitely not playing, and he's going to get replaced by Keanu Kinney and fucking Tom Weaver. So we'll see.
Here you go, David. Go and get another try. Your third.
Okay, moving on to the recap. The Gold Coast Titans defeated the pathetic Manly Sea Eagles 26 points to 10 down there at Four Pines Park in Sydney. The 26 points to the Titans come from Lofie with a double. Fifita broke his duck for the year. Finally, and Sami got a try in Cleese Haas, I think, with his first try. Tanner Boyd, 2 from 5, needs to pick that up, and a penalty goal. And the 10 points for the Sea Eagles come from a try to Kepi, Garrick with a goal, and Garrick with 2 penalty goals. Boys, they must have listened to the pod, because finally we had a bench that actually had size and power and strength. And they fucking tackled their fucking dicks off all fucking night. Like, they showed heart. They showed determination. That first half, when they were under the pump for the first 20 minutes, they just tackled and tackled and tackled and tackled and actually, like, just showed some pride. And it was really good to see. And they defended a second half lead. Like, it's – especially when Manly come back, I think – Manly come back with their try 4 or 10 minutes after the first half. And you thought, oh, here we go. Here's the rot. But not pretty much straight away, they just got back into the grind. Sami crosses over. They just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And, yeah, it was just all-round great performance. Dave Fifita was immense. He set up a couple of tries. Hang on, let me just get these stats up here. Where are we? We got the stats. Dave Fifita. Where are we? Oh, this stupid fucking laptop. Here we go. Dave Fifita. 29 tackles, one missed. Where is it? This thing's just gone ballistic. David, here we go. 185 meters from 19 runs, 62 post contact meters, one line break assist, one try assist, five tackle breaks, two dummy half runs, including a try, one offload, four passes, 24 receipts. Standard running meters for Dave Fifita, which, you know, we just come to expect. 185 meters is great, but it's everything else that he's just, he finally got over for the try, which we all knew it was coming eventually, but it was just another great all-round performance. And I'm just so happy for Dave that he finally got the try, and I expect a few more now that he's got the monkey off his back. But
yeah, definitely. I think he's going to shut a few papers up as well, mate. You know, a lot of this, you know, crap. Oh, he's not doing his job, and he's overpaid, and all this crap. You know, he's consistently pumping out these great performances week in, week out. And you know, I couldn't, like, I know there were those shitty games that we had with Broncos Dolphins, but you know, I've got nothing negative to say about Dave. He's just getting there, doing his job. He's stepping up when he needs to step up. And you know, there's, I think in previous years there's been those, you know, those kinds of, you know, lapses where he drifts in and out of games. But I don't, like, I could be wrong, but I haven't seen that at all this year from Dave.
Not at all.
I'm really pleased with him. And, you know, he's not playing for a contract. He's re-signed with the club. He's not trying to impress anyone. And I think the only thing he's going to do now is he's just going to get his Origin jersey back. So I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Like, he's still, like, I'm just bringing up his year stats. He's made 232 tackles at 93%, and he's still averaging 170 metres. Per game. Like,
yeah.
I mean, how anyone can say he's overpaid and he's just not worth it and he's not putting in is just, they're not looking at the bigger picture.
They're not. They just care about him crossing the stripe.
Yeah. Yeah. As we keep saying, if he doesn't have the 15 line breaks and whatever, but he's got three line breaks in eight games and four line break assists with 13 offloads. Yeah. Like, the guys, he's put in the work, and you can tell, and it's finally starting to pay off. And I'm expecting a really big second half from Dave.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're hitting the money on a, you've hit the nail on the head with Dave. Like, it's just every round going in, doing his job, doing what he needs to do. He's not trying to overplay his hand, you know, and I think one thing I have really liked about Dave is his passing game now he's developed.
Yeah.
You're seeing now that's starting to really come together with Kelly and Lofi on the left hand side. You know, he's really starting to get that going. And you know, if you can have a second row, if I can, you know, throw a good pass every now and then, like, that will just be massive for any game you go into. And like, looking at here now, just with his running stats, I've got like season stats and all that from his first 2 years at the Titans. He's already made 1,358 running meters in eight games. Last year, he made 2,031 in 18, and the year before, he made 2,759 in 22 games. Like, if he keeps this up, he'll have his best year on record for running meters. You know, and I think a big thing as well is he's almost half with the tackles he's made compared to his previous years at the club. Like, everything he's doing this year is showing that he wants to be here, he wants to play here, he wants to be more than just a try scoring second rower. He wants to be a second rower that will take the ball when it needs to, make tackles when it needs to. And I think that's just changed with his whole attitude, his whole perspective on stuff now. Like, he, again, like we talked about it weeks ago, like, he seems to be taking a leadership role at the club, and he's showing that he's showing it with what he does.
Yeah,
you know, he's putting the team first, but when he has to step up, he will step up. But, you know, it's really good to see that from Dave, you know, just getting people off his back a bit, and, you know, hopefully he could just keep doing his thing. A big one I want to talk about is Big Mo. He's just having one of those years, but when you look at the footage, you don't think he's had a massive game, but as soon as you look at the stats, you go, oh, shit, he had a massive game. He had 19 runs for 200 metres.
Yeah.
And 74 post-contact metres. Like, you don't really see that on the TV until you look start looking at his stats. And, again, stats aren't the big thing about any player, but if you're averaging, what's he averaging for the year now, though? He's averaging 162 metres. Like, you're not really noticing that, but you're starting to recognise it more and more.
Yeah.
But he's putting such a hard yard in. You know, he's made 237 tackles of pretty much 95%. Like, that's massive. And I think that's the key as well, because last year it was pretty much Tino doing everything himself. You know, he was having to make the ridiculous running meters. He was having to make all the tackles. And now here he has Mo and Fita stepping it up big time. You know, we've got three guys. This is Tino. We've got three guys averaging over 160 running meters a game. Like, that's massive for any club. You know, and if that can go out throughout the year and, you know, we continue, you know, that average and whatnot, like, that forward pack, you just don't know how far it can take you. And when you've got a back line that's growing each week, getting more confident, I mean, Lofi and Sami on the wings, I think, are set in stone for the however long they want to be there with their performances. Like, they've been enormous. It's just individually. The centers, you know, Kelly and Jojo. You know, I mean, obviously you've got Shoop and Spry looking to get into the squad. And again, same thing, as long as Kelly and Jojo do their thing, you know, I'm happy with that. Like, it's, you know, and just real quickly, like,
Go.
I was just gonna say, I think why I'm so excited now is, like you said, like, last week against the Dolphins was just embarrassing. Not even embarrassing, just I can't think of the word. Demoralizing. Yeah, pathetic, you know, and the fact that they backed it up this week with a game like that, you know, people, you know, I've been saying, oh, but, you know, Manly had Chaboyevic out. And it's like, okay, we had Fermar and Varell's out. Like, that's our excuse then if we lose, you know. But
yeah, and we lost Manly, you know, AJ halfway through the game. And
that's it. And Manly have been a bit of a bogey side for us in recent years. You know, we've had games where we've had big leads or just look like we should have won, but we ended up losing. So to go down to Brookie, get a good win. And I think what I'm really impressed is we only let one try in all game.
Yeah.
Like, that is massive for so much confidence, for morale, for defensive belief, you know? And yeah, I just, shit, like, this is just what rugby league is. Yeah. These sort of games. You play 80 minutes, you know, defensively or attacking, and you know, I could probably say they maybe had 3 minutes all game where they dropped the ball a bit, you know, and let Manly back in. But after that, it was just, nah, we're here. We're going to win them. They did it. So, yeah, I'm fucking proud, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to give a big shout-out to Chris Randall. He had a great game too. Unsung hero, 80 minutes on the field, obviously. He probably not going to get the the accolades that he deserves. He tackled his brains out. I think he's got something like 49 tackles. 49 tackles with only three missed tackles, 35 meters from three runs. Just really controlled the middle. I think he was the cover defender on one of the breaks in the second half that where Manly was sort of had a little bit of ascendancy. And he basically stopped their attack in that too with one of the things. I thought he was really good in a forward pack really that just dominated across the board. As you said, Tommy, Mo was dominant. Tino just had his normal Tino self, although he was a little bit erratic with his discipline throughout the game. What have we got here? He's got two errors and a penalty. Sorry, two errors, two penalties. And they were all pretty early too, I think. Well, his ruck infringements were pretty early in the game where his penalties were. And yeah, once again, I love you, Tino, but just clean that shit up, please. but yeah, I just thought it was a good across the board performance. Like, you know, we haven't even got onto Lofi. Like, two tries, just looks like he looks like Alex Johnson out there. Like, just he looks like a seasoned veteran. And looked really
backs
well.
Backs himself.
Yeah, backed himself, trusts his speed. I thought Cleese Haas was great, backed himself with, you know, was good backing up Jaden Campbell there for the sealer. Dave, well, we've already touched on Dave, just great all around. The bench, finally, a good bench rotation. I'm just going through the bench here, and apart from Jaden Campbell, so Aaron Clark, Cleese Haas, and Joe Vernon all played 30 minutes each, or 28 and yep. 28 and 29. Like, that's what we need from the bench is good, solid bench rotations. Give the guys in the middle a bit of a break. And they just didn't look gassed at all. And it just made so much more of a difference. So especially coming towards the middle part of that second half, you know, around the 50-minute mark where they, you know, normally get gassed, they all look fresh and they just never looked in trouble at all.
No, agree. Like, I was really impressed with like Joe Vuna. I know he's pretty good in those earlier on the season. Then we didn't see much of him for the last few weeks, and then kind of come back again. And I thought he played really well. You know, and as you said, like we finally got that bench rotation right. And you know, I feel this is the bench that we really need to play in that Dolphins game. Play Jaden and bloody Cruz. Like, that just was never going to work. But this is just proof that if we keep playing this type of bench, you know, we'll be in any game. And, I was really impressed, really happy for Cleese to get that first try. You know, it's and Jaden, he did a great job coming on for Brimson in the, what was the 30, it was just, was it the 41st minute or something 40, like that?
Yeah, 41st minute.
Like straight up in that the start of that second half. So Jaden came in, did his job, and you know, he got a cheeky try assist in there as well to Cleese. So it just shows that, you know, again, everybody knows their job. And yeah, I think we're in for we're in with a chance on Sunday night, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I thought JC, like, for once, having JC on their works. It just raises, like, the AJ injury is kind of like a blessing in disguise now. Now we don't have to worry about where we put both of them on the field. We've got, you know, we can run the bench with the three middles, or, you know, Cleese there as well, who can cover both, and we've got a backup hooker as well. You know, I think Leeming adds a lot more towards the end of the game than what Jaden would if he's coming off the bench, especially if we're, you know, if it's a tight tussle. You don't want to put Jaden out there as well as having AJ on the field as well. So I think this is the way it is now, the way it's set up is a much more balanced bench. The way we'll get into that on the thing. But I mean, it paid off this time, and I'm happy to eat my words because I'm pretty sure that pretty much won us the game. Was, well, not won us the game, but it iced it having Jaden there. So, yeah, just good all round performance. I mean, we haven't even touched on Phil Sami too. Like he had a great game. He had 190 odd meters as well. I'll just have a look here. Phil Sami, he got a try. Where are we? 23 runs, 190 odd meters. 21 runs. 69 post contact meters.
Nice.
Four tackle breaks, you know, one hit up, an offload, four passes. What are we? Only three tackles. I don't know how he just dodges tackles. three tackles, but he didn't miss any. But like, he's just really stepped up this year. I think, was it two years ago before he made the Origin, he was probably one of our best players consistently on and off the field. And I think, I don't know if that, he had a bit of a shocker in Origin, and I don't know if that affected him at all, but he's really stepped up this year and he's really pushing for an Origin spot. And I don't think that's a wild take considering where Murray Taulagi and the Cowboys wingers and whatnot, you know, it's really between Phil Sami and Corey Oates, I think, for one of those. For one of those wings, he's a big Oates solid is injured boy.
Again, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he get injured again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sami gets a gig, and I hope he does too, and I hope he gets a bit of redemption from that series. But yeah, like such a good thing.
He's clearly playing well. He knows how to find the try line, and you know, I think that. That try that he scored, like, he could have just come down with it and just grounded the ball, but he did everything to find that try line and score that try.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of, you know, timing, and he timed it to perfection. And, you know, that we were against the ropes there. Like, we were in a position where Manly just needed to score a try and then we're all even Stevens, but, you know, he got us back up there and, you know, I think got us up to what 20 points or something like that after the try. So, yeah, you know, kudos to Sammy. He's looking fitter than he has in previous years, and he's had a lot of bad luck with injury as well. So yeah, really good to see him back playing good footy.
Yeah, he's averaging 150 meters a game. He's got 44 tackle breaks, four line breaks, and a try assist. Yeah, I think he's in career form, and I really do hope for him that he makes it. Also, just want to touch. We said, you know, we've gassed up Woffy, but just go over his stat line here. Obviously, the two tries, 155 meters, which is pretty. I think that's a season high. Unless there was that other game where we had a couple of line breaks on the side, but. That was from, and he had 57 post contact meters. Sorry, 20 post contact meters, 57 kick return meters, one line break, three tackle breaks, three tackles, three passes, and one defuse kick. No error, two errors, which is one handling error. Like, this kid just keeps continuing to just develop into a top quality first grade player. And it's you just love to see it. All right. Do we have anything else to add on to that?
Brimson's tackle.
Oh yeah. Yeah. that was in the first half, the try saver. Like that was just that first half defense. Yeah.
It just showed, like, the intensity these boys are playing, and, you know, they cared about their try and try line, and, you know, for Brimson to come across there and force the error, that was just unreal. You know, that's kind of what we were missing in those second half against Broncos and Dolphins, you know, and just shows the boys got it, and, you know, they trust each other and they come up with good results like that. So yeah, going to be sad seeing Brimson out for an extended period of time, but yeah.
Yeah, and
really, it was amazing.
And finally, they finally talked the talk during the week and actually walked the walk on the weekend. So yeah. All we, you know, like for the last 2 or 3 years, they're like, oh, you know, they'll say, oh, we've had enough of this. We're going to knuckle down. This is we've learned our lesson. Yada yada yada. Come back out and concede 50 points the next week. This week they talked the talk, and they actually backed it up on the field. And that to me is. You know, that says something that they have actually finally had enough. Well, I hope they have anyway.
Yeah, it just shows they've got a bit of character now. So, yeah, let's see if it carries on to the next week.
Yeah, and you can tell that they listened to the pod because I told them we're not going to vote on our player of the year until they give us something to vote on, and instantly they've turned it into
immediate results.
Like nearly all of them deserve a point at some stage, so... Yeah,
definitely.
Have you got anything else to add to the game, Tommy, or should we get on to the voting?
Nah, just happy with the performance. Glad they came out and, like I said, Barry, they talked to talk, but they walked to walk. And hopefully, this is where the season turns out to be a bloody good one for us.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, speaking of which, it's the Steve Michaels Award voting time. We've had a bit of a hiatus for the last 2 weeks while they turned out a absolute inept performance for 2 weeks, but now they're back and they're back with vengeance. Tommy, do you want to start us off with your 3-2-1s or 1-2-3s?
Yeah. So my 1 point will go to Lofi. You know, he had a good game. I guess the Eagles, you know, like I said, scoring 2 tries, had a fairly decent stat line. You know, 14 runs for 155. Like, he just had a solid all-round game. And I would be highly shocked if he doesn't break the record for the most tries in the season by a tight end. He's already on, like, 9, I think.
Yeah.
He's only 2 behind Campbell Graham on 11. So, you know, he had a good game. My 2 points will go to, you know what, I'm going to give my 2 points to Chris Randle. There's a lot of players who could have gotten my 2 points, but I think Chris Randle deserves them. You know, he's not the most talked up player in a squad, but each game you're starting to see, in the absence of Varela's, of course, each game you're starting to see why we made that trade. For him with Marju going down to Newcastle. You know, what he has brought to the side just in the middle is irreplaceable. You know, he's a legitimate 9. He's showing what a legitimate 9 can do for this squad. And, you know, he, again, 49 tackles in the middle, you know, played 80 minutes. Doesn't make the most running meters, but when he got your forward pack, averaging 160, you know, you don't really need to do much of that at the moment. And yeah, I'm really happy to see Chris keep doing his thing. And my 3 points goes to David. I mean, I don't know if I really need to say much else about that. I mean, he had one of his best games to date, and I'm just proud to see the player he's starting to become, the leader he's starting to become. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him this season. I think he could be daily in second row of the year. I genuinely believe that. So,
well, he got 6 Dalian points. So I wouldn't be surprised if I haven't had a look at the actual Dalian voting, but I think he's going to be pretty high up there this year.
Yeah.
I think he's on the cusp of the top 10. So he's up there. Wouldn't take much.
No, absolutely. Trent, give me your votes.
One's a little bit different. So Lofi is my 1. So yeah, Tom, yeah, pretty much talked about already, 2 tries. I thought he played a really good game. You know, he keeps coming out and impressing. And, you know, I think you know, he's only young, like what is he? When was he born? 2001, so he's 22 years young. So he's only just going to get better and better. So really happy with Lofi. So he gets my one. My two is going to have to go to Mo. We spoke about him before. Like, gets in there, does his job. Like, week in, week out, I just feel that he gets us up the field. He gets in there. I think he got a couple of offloads in there. Like, he just, 200 running meters. Like, I'm impressed with Mo, and I really hope he cracks that Origin side. Like, I don't know if he start, but definitely has a bench spot for mine. So, two for Mo, and three Dave. You can't ignore Dave's effort this week. I think this is probably his best game to date all season. So, three to Mo. Oh, sorry, Dave.
No, I can't argue with that. I've gone pretty similar to the two of you. I've gone 1 point for Randall, just unsung hero out there. I really was really impressed that cover tackle. The guy just gives his all, and I'm really happy with where he's at in the club. 2 points I've got to Lofi, up against Saab on the wing. I thought he did really well. Just the maturity of the kid, to finish those tries and just not get ahead of himself, and even with a couple of errors, he still just stuck to his game and believes in himself, and I'm looking forward to more. And number th and for 3 points, obviously Dave, like you guys have said it all, we've said it all through the thing. Just another great game from Dave, and looking forward to a big second half from him, and hopefully an Origin appearance. Okay, moving on to the recap. The Gold Coast Titans defeated the pathetic Manly Seagulls 26 points to 10 down there at Four Pines Park in Sydney. The 26 points to the Titans come from Lofi with a double. Fifita broke his duck for the year, finally. And Sami got a try in the Cleese Haas, I think, with his first try. Tanner Boyd, 2 from 5, needs to pick that up, and a penalty goal. And the 10 points for the Seagulls come from a try to Kepi, Garrick with a goal, and Garrick with two penalty goals. Boys, they must have listened to the pod, because finally we had a bench that actually had size and power and strength. And they fucking tackled their fucking dicks off all fucking night. Like, they showed heart. They showed determination. That first half, when they were under the pump for the first 20 minutes, they just tackled and tackled and tackled and tackled, and actually, like, just showed some pride, and it was really good to see. And they defended a second half lead. Like, it's especially when Manly come
That's
back.
it.
I think Manly come back on the with their try 4 or 10 minutes after the first half. And you thought, oh, here we go, here's the rot. But not pretty much straight away, they just got back into the grind. Sami crosses over, they just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And yeah, it was just all round great performance. Dave Fifita was immense. He set up a couple of tries. Let me just get these stats up here. Where are we? We got the stats. Dave Fifita. Where are we? Oh, this stupid fucking laptop. Here we go. Dave Fifita. 29 tackles, one missed. Where is it? This thing's just gone ballistic. Dave Fifita, here we go. 185 meters from 19 runs, 62 post contact meters, one line break assist, one try assist, five tackle breaks, two dummy half runs, including a try, one offload, four passes, 24 receipts. Standard running meters for Dave Fifita, which we just come to expect. 185 meters is great, but it's everything else that he's just he finally got over for the try, which we all knew it was coming eventually. But it was just another great all-round performance, and I'm just so happy for Dave that he finally got the try, and I expect a few more now that he's got the monkey off his back. But
yeah, definitely. I think he's going to shut a few papers up as well, mate. Like, you know, a lot of this, you know, crap, oh, he's not doing his job and he's overpaid and all this crap. You know, he's consistently pumping out these great performances week in, week out. And, you know, I couldn't, like, I know there were those shitty games that we had with Broncos Dolphins, but, you know, I've got nothing negative to say about Dave. He's just getting there, doing his job. He's stepping up when he needs to step up. And, you know, there's, I think in previous years, there's been those, you know, those kinds of, you know, lapses where he drifts in and out of games. But I don't, like, I could be wrong, but I haven't seen that at all this year from Dave.
Not at all.
I'm really pleased with him. And, you know, he's not playing for a contract. He's re-signed with the club. He's not trying to impress anyone. And I think the only thing he's going to do now is he's just going to get his Origin jersey back. So I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Like, he's still, like, I'm just bringing up his year stats. He's made 232 tackles at 93%, and he's still averaging 170 metres per game.
Like, yeah.
I mean, how anyone can say he's overpaid and he's just not worth it and he's not putting in is just, they're not looking at the bigger picture.
They're not. They just care about him crossing the stripe.
Yeah. Yeah, as we keep saying, if he doesn't have the 15 line breaks and whatever, but he's got 3 line breaks in 8 games and 4 line break assists with 13 offloads. Like, the guys, he's put in the work, and you can tell, and it's finally starting to pay off. And I'm expecting a really big second half from Dave.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're hitting the money on a, you've hit the nail on the head with Dave. Like, it's just every round, going in, doing his job, doing what he needs to do. He's not trying to overplay his hand, you know. And I think one thing I have really liked about Dave is his passing game now he's developed.
Yeah.
You're seeing now that's starting to really come together with Kelly and Lofi on the left-hand side. You know, he's really starting to get that going. And, you know, if you can have a second row, if I can, you know, throw a good pass every now and then, like, that will just be massive for any game you go into. And like, looking at here now, just with his running stats, I've got like season stats and all that from his first 2 years at the Titans. He's already made 1,358 running meters in 8 games. Last year, he made 2,031 in 18, and the year before, he made 2,759 in 22 games. Like, if he keeps this up, he'll have his best year on record for running meters. You know, and I think a big thing as well is he's almost half with the tackles he's made compared to his previous years at the club. Like, everything he's doing this year is showing that he wants to be here, he wants to play here, he wants to be more than just a try scoring second rower. He wants to be a second rower that will take the ball when it needs to, make tackles when it needs to. And I think that's just changed with his whole attitude, his whole perspective on stuff now. Like, he, again, like we talked about it weeks ago, like, he seems to be taking a leadership role at the club, and he's showing that, he's showing it with what he does.
Yeah.
You know, he's putting the team first, but when he has to step up, he will step up. But, you know, it's really good to see that from Dave. You know, just getting people off his back a bit, and, you know, hopefully he could just keep doing his thing. A big one I want to talk about is Big Mo. He's just having one of those years, but when you look at the footage, you don't think he's had a massive game, but as soon as you look at the stats, you go, oh, shit, he had a massive game. He had 19 runs for 200 metres.
Yeah.
And 74 post-contact metres. Like, you don't really see that on the TV until you start looking at his stats. And again, stats aren't the big thing about any player, but if you're averaging, what's he averaging for the year now, though? He's averaging 162 metres. Like, you're not really noticing that, but you're starting to recognise it more and more.
Yeah.
But he is putting such a hard yard in. You know, he's made 237 tackles of pretty much 95%. Like, that's massive. And I think that's the key as well, because last year it was pretty much Tino doing everything himself. You know, he was having to make the ridiculous running meters. He was having to make all the tackles. And now here he has Mo and Fader stepping it up big time. You know, we've got three guys. This is Tino. We've got three guys averaging over 160 running meters a game. Like, that's massive for any club, you know. And if that can go out throughout the year and, you know, we continue, you know, that average and whatnot, like, that forward pack, you just don't know how far it can take you. And
yeah,
when you've got a back line that's growing each week, getting more confident, I mean, Lofi and Sami on the wings, I think, are set in stone for the however long they want to be there with their performances. Like, they've been enormous. It's just individually. The centers, you know, Kelly and Jojo. You know, I mean, obviously you've got Shoop and Spry looking to get into the squad. And again, same thing, as long as Kelly and Jojo do their thing, you know, I'm happy with that. Like, yeah, it's, you know, and just I real think... quickly, like,
yeah, go
oh, yeah, Maddie, yeah.
No, go.
I was just gonna say, I think why I'm so excited now is, like you said, like, last week against Dolphins was just embarrassing. Not even embarrassing, just I can't think of the word. Demoralizing. Yeah, pathetic, you know. And the fact that they backed it up this week with a game like that, you know, people, you know, been saying, oh, but, you know, Manly had Chaboyevic out, and it's like, okay, we had Fermar and Varell's out. Like, that's our excuse then if we lose, you know. But
yeah, and we lost Manly, you know, AJ halfway through the game, and
that's it. And Manly have been a bit of a bogey side for us in recent years. You know, we've had games where we've had big leads or just look like we should have won, but we ended up losing. So to go down to Brookie, get a good win. And I think what I'm really impressed is we only let one try in all game.
Yeah.
Like, that is massive for so much confidence, for morale, for defensive belief, you know? And yeah, I just, shit, like, this is just what rugby league is. Yeah. These sort of games. You play 80 minutes, you know, defensively or attacking, and, you know, I could probably say they maybe had 3 minutes all game where they dropped the ball a bit, you know, and let Manly back in. But after that, it was just, nah, we're here, we're going to win them. They did it. So, yeah, I'm fucking proud, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to give a big shout out to Chris Randall. He had a great game too. Unsung hero, 80 minutes on the field, obviously. He probably not going to get the accolades that he deserves. He tackled his brains out. I think he's got something like 49 tackles. 49 tackles with only 3 missed tackles. 35 meters from 3 runs. Just really controlled the middle. I think he was the cover defender on one of the breaks in the second half that where Manly was sort of had a little bit of ascendancy. And he basically stopped their attack in that too with one of the things. I thought he was really good in a forward pack, really, that just dominated across the board. As you said, Tommy, Mo was dominant. Tino just had his normal Tino self, although he was a little bit erratic with his discipline throughout the game. What have we got here? He's got 2 errors and a penalty. Sorry, two errors, 2 penalties. And they were all pretty early too, I think. Well, his ruck infringements were pretty early. In the game where his penalties were, and Once again, I love you, Tino, but just clean that shit up, please. but yeah, I thought I just thought it was a good across the board performance. Like, you know, we haven't even got onto Lofi. Like, two tries, just looks like he looks like Alex Johnson out there. Like, just he looks like a seasoned veteran. And looked really
backs
well.
Backs himself.
Yeah, backed himself, trusts his speed. I thought Cleese Haas was great, backed himself, you know, was good backing up Jaden Campbell there for the sealer. Dave, well, we've already touched on Dave, just great all around. The bench, finally, a good bench rotation. I'm just going through the bench here, and apart from Jaden Campbell, so Aaron Clark, Cleese Haas, and Joe Vernon all played 30 minutes each, or 28 and yep. 28 and 29. Like, that's what we need from the bench, is good, solid bench rotations. Give the guys in the middle a bit of a break. And they just didn't look gassed at all. And it just made so much more of a difference. So especially coming towards the middle part of that second half, you know, around the 50-minute mark where they, you know, normally get gassed, they all look fresh and they just never looked in trouble at all.
No, I agree. Like, I was really impressed with like Joe Vuna. I know he's pretty good in those earlier on in the season. Then we didn't see much of him for the last few weeks, and then kind of come back again. And I thought he played really well. You know, and as you said, like we finally got that bench rotation right. And you know, I feel this is the bench that we really need to play in that Dolphins game. Play Jaden and bloody Cruz. Like, that just was never going to work. But this is just proof that if we keep playing this type of bench, you know, we'll be in any game. And, I was really impressed, really happy for Cleese to get that first try. You know, it's and Jaden, he did a great job coming on for Brimson in the, what was the 30, it was just, was it the 41st minute or something 40, like that?
Yeah, 41st like, minute.
Like straight up in that the start of that second half, so Jaden came in, did his job, and you know, got a cheeky try assist in there as well to Cleese. So it just shows that, you know, again, everybody knows their job, and yeah, I think we're in for a we're in with a chance on Sunday night, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I thought JC, like, for once, having JC on their works. It just raises, like, the AJ injury is kind of like a blessing in disguise now. Now we don't have to worry about where we put both of them on the field. We've got, you know, we can run the bench with the three middles, or, you know, Cleese there as well, who can cover both, and we've got a backup hooker as well. You know, I think Leeming adds a lot more towards the end of the game than what Jaden would if he's coming off the bench, especially if we're, you know, if it's a tight tussle, you don't want to put Jaden out there as well as having AJ on the field as well. So I think this is the way it is now. The way it's set up is a much more balanced bench. The way we'll get into that. On the thing, but I mean, it paid off this time, and I'm happy to eat my words, because I'm pretty sure that pretty much won us the game. Was well, not won us the game, but it iced it having Jaden there. So, just good all round performance. I mean, we haven't even touched on Phil Sami too. Like he had a great game. He had 190 odd meters as well. I'll just have a look here, Phil Sami. He got a try. Where are we? 23 runs, 190 on meters, 21 runs, 69 post contact meters.
Nice.
Four tackle breaks, you know, one hit up, an offload, four passes. What are we? Only three tackles. I don't know how he just dodges tackles. three tackles, but he did miss any. But like, he's just really stepped up this year. I think was it two years ago before he made the Origin, he was probably one of our best players consistently on and off the field. And I think, I don't know if that, he had a bit of a shocker in Origin, and I think, I don't know if that affected him at all, but he's really stepped up this year and he's really pushing for an Origin spot. And I don't think that's a wild take considering where Murray Taulagi and the Cowboys wingers and whatnot. You know, it's really between Phil Saamy and Corey Oates, I think, for one of those wings. He's a big
Oates
solid
is injured
boy.
Again, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. Didn't he get injured again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if Saamy gets a gig, and I hope he does too, and I hope he gets a bit of redemption from that series. But yeah, like, yeah, just such a good thing.
He's clearly playing well. He knows how to find the try line, and you know, I think that try that he scored, like, he could have just come down with it and just grounded the ball, but he did everything to find that try line and score that try.
Yeah,
and it was just a matter of timing, and he timed to perfection, and you know that we're against the ropes there. We're in a position where Manly just needed to score a try, and we're all even Stevens. But you know, he got us back up there, and I think got us up to what 20 points or something like that after the try. So kudos to Saamy. He's looking fitter than he has in previous years, and he's had a lot of bad luck with injury as well. Really good to see him back playing good footy.
Yeah, he's averaging 150 metres a game. He's got 44 tackle breaks, 4 line breaks and a try assist. I think he's in career form, and I really do hope for him that he makes it. Also, just want to touch. We said, you know, we've gassed up Woffy, but just go over his stat line here. Obviously, the 2 tries, 155 meters, which is pretty. I think that's a season high. Unless there was that other game where we had a couple of line breaks on the side, but. That was from, and he had 57 post contact meters. Sorry, 20 post contact meters, 57 kick return meters, 1 line break, 3 tackle breaks, 3 tackles, 3 passes, and one defused kick. No error, 2 errors, which is 1 handling error. Like, this kid just keeps continuing to just develop into a top quality first grade player. And it's you just love to see it. All right. Do we have anything else to add on to that?
Brimson's tackle.
Oh yeah. Yeah. that was in the first half, the try saver. Like that was just that first half defense. Yeah.
It just showed like the intensity these boys are playing, and you know, they cared about their own try line, and you know, for Brimson to come across there and force the error, that was just unreal. You know, that's kind of what we were missing in those second half against Broncos and Dolphins, you know, and just shows the boys got it, and you know, they trust each other and they come up with good results like that. So yeah, gonna be sad seeing Brimson out for extend a period of time, but
and
really it was amazing.
And finally they finally talked the talk during the week and actually walked the walk on the weekend. So for the last 2 or 3 years they're like, oh, you know, they'll say, oh, we've had enough of this, we're going to knuckle down, this is, we've learned our lesson, yada yada yada, come back out and concede 50 points the next week. This week they talked the talk. And they actually backed it up on the field. And that, to me, is you know, that says something that they have actually finally had enough. Well, I hope they have anyway.
Yeah. It just shows they've got a bit of character now. So, yeah, let's see if it carries on to the next week.
Yeah. And you can tell that they listened to the pod because I told them we're not going to vote on our player of the year until they give us something to vote on. And instantly... instantly they've turned it into
immediate results.
Like, nearly all of them deserve a point at some stage, so yeah,
definitely.
Are you got anything else to add to the game, Tommy, or should we get on to the voting?
Nah, just happy with the performance. Glad they came out and, like I said, Barry, they talked to talk, but they walked to walk. And hopefully this is where the season turns out to be a bloody good one for us.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, speaking of which, it's the Steve Michaels Award voting time. We've had a bit of a hiatus for the last 2 weeks while they turned out an absolute inept performance for 2 weeks, but now they're back and they're back with vengeance. Tommy, do you want to start us off with your 3-2-1s or 1-2-3s?
Yeah. So my 1 point will go to Lofi. You know, he had a good game. Against the Eagles, you know, like I said, scoring 2 tries, had a fairly decent stat line. You know, 14 runs for 155. Like, he just had a solid all-round game. And I would be highly shocked if he doesn't break the record for the most tries in a season by a Titan. He's already on like 9, I think.
Yeah.
He's only 2 behind Campbell Graham on 11. So, you know, he had a good game. My 2 points will go to, I'm going to give my 2 points to Chris Randle. There's a lot of players who could have gotten my 2 points, but I think Chris Randle deserves them. You know, he's not the most talked up player in a squad, but each game you're starting to see, in the absence of Varela's, of course, each game you're starting to see why we made that trade for him with Marju going down to Newcastle. You know, what he has brought to the side just in the middle is irreplaceable. You know, he's a legitimate 9. He's showing what a legitimate 9 can do for this squad. And, you know, he, again, 49 tackles in the middle, you know, played 80 minutes. Doesn't make the most running meters, but when you got your forward pack averaging 160, you know, you don't really need to do much of that at the moment. And, yeah, I'm really happy to see Chris keep doing his thing. And my 3 points goes to David. I mean, I don't know if I really need to say much else about that. I mean, he had one of his best games to date, and I'm just proud to see the player he's starting to become, the leader he's starting to become. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him this season. I think he could be daily in second row of the year. I genuinely believe that. So,
he got 6 Dalian points. So I wouldn't be surprised if I haven't had a look at the actual Dalian voting, but I think he's going to be pretty high up there this year.
Yeah,
I think he's on the cusp of the top 10, so he's up there. Wouldn't take much.
No, absolutely. Trent, give me your votes.
Mine's a little bit different. So Lofi is my 1. So, yeah, Tom, yeah, pretty much talked about already, 2 tries. I thought he played a really good game. You know, he keeps coming out and impressing. And, you know, I think, you know, he's only young. Like, what is he? When was he born? 2001, so he's 22 years young. So he's only just going to get better and better. So, yeah, really happy with Lofi. So he gets my 1. My 2 is going to have to go to Mo. You know, we spoke about him before. Like, he gets in there, does his job. Like, week in, week out, I just feel that he gets us up the field. He gets in there. You know, I think he got a couple of offloads in there. Like, he just, 200 running meters. Like, I'm impressed with Mo. And, you know, I really hope he cracks that Origin side. Like, I don't know if he start, but definitely has a bench spot for mine. So, 2 for Mo. And 3, Dave. You know, you can't ignore Dave's effort this week. I think this is probably his best game to date all season. So, three to Mo. Oh, sorry, Dave.
I can't argue. Can't argue with that. I've gone pretty similar to the two of you. I've gone 1 point for Randall. Just unsung hero out there. I was really impressed that cover tackle. The guy just gives his all, and I'm really happy with where he's at in the club. 2 points I've got to Lofi up against Saab on the wing. I thought he did really well. Just the maturity of the kid to finish those tries and just not get ahead of himself. And you know, even with a couple of errors, he still just stuck to his game and believes in himself. And I'm looking forward to more. And for 3 points, obviously Dave. Like you guys have said it all, we've said it all through the thing. Just another great game from Dave, and looking forward to a big second half from him, and hopefully an Origin appearance.
I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.